Well, as they're coming up, you can see this is the verse that I was quoting. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. Austin did not love God. He loved himself. But he loves God now, and so he wants to obey God. And because they love me, God's going to be able to do what? He's going to be able to love you. God always loves you, but he can't help you when you're trying to do what he doesn't want. He can't help you ruin your life. Now that you're trying to follow him, he's going to help you to do everything that he wants you to do. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Well, here's the verse that they are fulfilling today and bringing their selves in line with. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. And so, you, Austin, and you, Kayla, have come before God, before your friends and family, proclaiming the desire to be formally united in marriage. I ask you now to join hands. Genesis 1, 26 and 27 tells us that we are all created in God's image and in his likeness. Do you both promise before these witnesses to treat one another as ones created in the image of God?
Yes, sir.
Genesis 2:24 tells us that a man will be united to his wife and the two will become one flesh. Do both of you promise to allow God to join your hearts as one in Christ?
Yes.
Matthew 19:6 says, so they no longer are two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Do you both promise that nothing will part or separate you?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love never gives up. Do you both promise to never give up on your love for one another?
Yes.
Ephesians 5:25 tells us, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Austin, will you love your wife with a selfless love? Ephesians 5:33 tells us the wife must respect her husband. Will you, Kayla, promise to lovingly give Austin your respect?
Yes.
Ephesians 5:23 tells us the husband provides leadership to his wife the way Christ does to his church, not by domineering, but by cherishing. Austin, will you promise to be the spiritual leader of your home, to lead lovingly, gently, and to recognize the great responsibility you have towards God and Kayla in this matter?
Yes, I will.
Ephesians 5:24 says, so just as the church submits to Christ and he exercises such leadership, wives should likewise submit to their husbands. Will you, Kayla, promise to put your faith in God and support Austin as the leader of your home?
Yes, I will.
So having promised, I ask you to speak your vows to one another. If you will repeat after me, I, Austin Douglas DeLashmet.
I, Austin Douglas DeLashmet.
Love you, Kayla.
Love you, Kayla.
As I love no other.
As I love no other.
All that I am.
All that I am.
I share with you.
I share with you.
And now take thee.
And now take thee.
Kayla Bain Howell.
Kayla Bain Howell.
To be my lawfully wedded wife.
To be my lawfully wedded wife.
To have and to hold. From this day forward,
from this day forward,
for better or for worse,
for better or for worse,
for richer or for poorer,
for richer or for poorer,
in sickness and in health,
in sickness and in health,
to love and to cherish,
to love and to cherish,
till death do us part,
till death do us part.
Kayla, if you'll repeat these vows after me, I, Kayla Bain Howell, love you, Austin Douglas DeLashmet.
Love you, Austin Douglas DeLashmet.
As I love no other.
As I love no other.
All that I am.
All that I am.
I share with you.
I share with you.
And I now take thee.
And I now take thee.
Austin Douglas DeLashmet.
Austin Douglas DeLashmet.
To be my lawfully wedded husband.
To be my lawfully wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse. For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
Austin, do you have a symbol of your love for Kayla?
Yes, I do.
Well, it is a ring formed in a never-ending circle to represent the never-ending love of Christ. And as you submit to Christ, you will be able to love her with this love. Austin, please place the ring on Kayla's finger and, holding it there, repeat after me. Kayla, I give this ring to you. As a symbol of our covenant of marriage.
As a symbol of our covenant of marriage.
And I pledge to you.
And I pledge to you.
Before God.
Before God.
My constant. And unconditional love.
And unconditional love.
Will you, Kayla, take this ring as a token of Austin's love for you?
Mm-hmm.
And will you wear it as your love for him?
Mm-hmm.
Kayla, do you have a symbol?
I do.
Well, if you would place your ring on Austin's finger. And holding it there, please repeat after me. Austin, I give this ring to you.
I give this ring to you.
As my symbol of our covenant and marriage.
As my symbol of our covenant and marriage.
And I pledge to you.
And I pledge to you.
Before God.
Before God.
The pure love. I will reserve for you.
I will reserve for you.
Above all others on earth. Will you, Austin, take this ring as a token of Kayla's love for you?
Yes, I will.
And wear it as a token of your love for her?
Yes.
Well, having pledged your faith in and love for each other, and having sealed your solemn marital vows by giving and receiving rings, acting in the authority vested in me, and looking to heaven for divine blessing, I pronounce you husband and wife in the presence of God and these assembled witnesses. Austin, you may kiss your bride. All right. Well, I now present to you Austin, Mr. and Mrs. Austin DeLashmith. And I'm going to ask Austin and Kayla to have a seat up here while we finish our service, and then we will let you greet them.